Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad that you've joined us for these few moments where we can share the love of Jesus Christ.
This is Ralphine Hood, and I wrote this podcast for today called Prayer. God's been urging me to write about prayer. That should be easy for me, since I'm such a strong believer in prayer. Our Lord's Prayer was taught to the disciples and to us. Matthew 6:9-13. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I think because Jesus taught the disciples and us this prayer, we should take it seriously. Do we pay attention to the words when we pray this prayer on Sunday mornings? Or do we take it for granted as we often do with our prayer time? Prayer is a gift our Lord has given us. If we want to be like Jesus, we must use the gift He has given us. When we talk with Him each day, it's a gift like no other. Jesus prayed often, and He prayed about difficult decisions. The night before He chose His disciples, He stayed up all night praying. Jesus usually prayed alone, but the night before He was arrested, He asked His disciples to pray and watch with Him as He needed them, but they could not stay awake. He even intercedes for us when we cannot find the words and helps us. He never sleeps when we ask for His help. When I pray, I believe He does answer my prayers. Sometimes He says no. Sometimes He says to wait a while. And sometimes He says yes. When we feel our prayers are not being heard, we must remember that God is working behind the scenes and knows what we need and when we need it. It's best to trust God for His ordained outcome. That's when our faith comes. I believe it's all right to long for the desired outcome with all my heart. It's all right to pray repeatedly and earnestly for a certain outcome. Take our burdens to the Lord. Let Him know your needs and trust Him for what is best. Jesus just wants to hear from us. He's our friend. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Let's pray now. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to trust You and use our prayer life as You taught the disciples and us. Amen.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.